Another shakeup could be looming for television news in Boston. Cox Media Group says it will consider selling all 14 of its stations nationwide, including the Fox affiliate here in Boston, Channel 25. The station changed hands only 4 years ago. Since then, there have been other moves in the local TV market, as viewers have watched Channel 7 go independent and NBC launched a new station, Channel 10. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on this tumultuous period for Boston TV.
For some longtime local TV news viewers, this may seem like only yesterday.
Live from News Center 5 at 6.
Good evening, I'm Chet Curtis.
And I'm Natalie Jacobson. The signs from Geneva are encouraging. On this
the married anchor couple, Curtis and Jacobson, heard here in 1985, personified an era of familiarity in Boston TV news. But now...
Gone are the days when people would just turn on the TV to see Liz and Jack or Chet and Nat.
Matt Ellis is a former news director at Channel 4. Liz and Jack are, of course, that station's former anchor team, Liz Walker and Jack Williams. Today, viewers can't always find the same people or even the same shows on the same channels. Ellis points to Cox's acquisition of Channel 25 as a prime example of the disruption.
All of a sudden, what had been a very familiar and very successful news operation started to falter because it felt very generic. It didn't have a real Boston feel to it. Losing Maria Stefanos as the main anchor, I think, precipitated a migration away from that station.
Stefanos is now at Channel 5, which declined to make her available for an interview. Eight other current and former employees of Channel 25 also declined to speak with WBUR, including the station's general manager, who referred questions to Cox. Cox says it will explore selling its station group or merging the group with a larger one. Either move would fit into a national pattern, says the Poynter Institute's media business analyst, Rick Edmonds.
There's a very strong consolidation trend going through the industry.
The most visible attempt at consolidation is Sinclair Broadcast Group's proposed acquisition of Tribune Media. That deal would make the company that owns the most local TV stations in America even bigger. Would Sinclair make a bid for Boston's Channel 25? The company did not respond to a WBUR inquiry. Another logical suitor for Channel 25 would be Sunbeam Television, which already owns Channel 7 in Boston. Sunbeam boss Ed Anson took Channel 7 independent a couple years ago after an acrimonious end to the station's affiliate relationship with NBC. NBC, in turn, launched Channel 10. Buying Channel 25 would give Sunbeam a network affiliate in Boston once again. But Anson said in an email, quote, "Sunbeam does not plan to bid on the Cox stations," end quote. The Fox Television Stations Group, which owned Channel 25 until 2014, did not respond to an inquiry about its interest in reacquiring the station. Edmonds isn't ruling out any potential buyers.
I think any of the larger groups that have already been acquiring.
Whoever owns Channel 25 in the future will have work to do. The station's 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. newscasts rank 4th out of 5 in total viewers this month, according to Nielsen ratings data. The last place station is NBC's Channel 10. The runaway leaders are channels 5 and 4, the ones that appear most stable. Stability is a premium quality, Ellis says.
Especially in a market like Boston that is so attuned to local news people.
With some of those news people leaving Channel 25 in recent years, establishing an on-air lineup will be one more challenge in the station's next chapter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.